Chris, thank you so much for coming in. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, wow. I've lived in Wrangell for 18 years now and been involved in a variety of different community volunteer type organizations and things, which I really enjoy. And yeah, everything is here now. This is home.
Nice. And so you are part of the Port Commission.
Yes.
And you are owner of Stick Built Homes?
Co-owner with my sister.
Okay. And you are a fire volunteer?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else?
I volunteer with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I help out with the PTCC, or the Parent Teacher Community Club, at the elementary school.
Okay, great. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Why do you want to rerun for the port seat?
It's been a great 3 years. I've learned a lot, and there are myriad things that the ports and harbors do that I was unaware of before I started. And I've learned some of those things. I think there's still a lot of learning to do. Having that sort of basis, I feel like I'm in a good position to try to continue with the projects that we've already discussed over the last 3 years. And sometimes issues that are from before that have also come up, which I've learned a little bit about. So, yeah.
Can you just go a little bit further into what you've learned?
I think understanding the budget is a big one, and just seeing how the Marine Service Center works, how the ports work in terms of cruise ships, and then in terms of the harbors, the local folks like myself who have rental slips and that sort of thing, and just the dynamics of how port staff operate and the different roles that they play, and also where the ports and harbors fit in within the city in the bigger picture.
Okay, great. And what do you think you can bring forward with the Port Commission?
I think continuing, again, knowing a little bit and not having to start from scratch will be really exciting. Some of the things that I hope we can continue and or dive into over the next three-year term are things like continuing our maintenance projects, both the sort of micro and macro that need to happen, which are ongoing and continuous, as any city department can attest to. I think we've already reviewed Title 14, which are the ordinances that are applicable for the ports and harbors. We're going to take a deeper dive into that, I believe. If I'm elected, that's one thing the Port Commission hopes to do that we've spoken about previously. A little bit of awareness about the RAISE grant and the Inner Harbor Basin improvements. Obviously, that's just getting started. It's super exciting to have that funding. We will need a little more funding to do what we want to do. But yeah, those are some of the bigger things that I've got some knowledge of and hope to continue on with as we move forward if I'm elected.
Yeah, great. So, okay, you mentioned some issues, but are there any other important issues that you'd like to address that the Port Commission faces?
I feel like Steve and his crew communicate well with Mason and other departments. I think they're working well together. I think there'll always be maintenance issues that we see and that we can pass on to Steve and his maintenance crew. And also, I was able to observe things firsthand in the Marine Service Center this summer, because we were building in there and we were there for 2.5 months. And so seeing a little bit of that and understanding how it all works and some of the things that work well and some of the things that might not be as appropriate. It's a limited space in there, and there are a lot of different uses, even though the Marine Service Center, I was speaking to Steve about this the other day casually, it's an incredible thing that happened. It was basically a dream of somebody's, and it all became a reality and has created incredible industry here in Wrangell. And we offer things that other Southeast ports can't. There's not a lot of other Marine Service Centers. So yeah, I'm not sure if that clearly answered your question.
Yeah, well, what did they offer then?
In terms of the Marine Service Center?
Yeah.
Oh, all the trades. I think there's pretty much everything offered now. There's fiberglass work, there's aluminum work, I think there's hydraulics. I don't know if there's any glass work that happens down there right now, but there could well be. All kinds of the paints and the fiberglassing and, you know, the exterior stuff on boats. There are woodworkers. There is a ton of industry there. Each of the vendors works really hard. You see them there every day grinding along. And so, again, I don't know all of the different folks that are there, but it was insightful to learn about some of them. And they were super supportive of what we were doing and always offering help, which was great.
Is there another idea that you'd like to introduce to the commission?
Right now, I don't think so, especially given the whole Inner Harbor Basin work that needs to happen. If that wasn't in existence, that would be something I would be pushing for, because especially the Inner Harbor, it just needs a ton of maintenance, or it needs a redo. And it's there are various hazards and things and issues that exist, but because we have that rolling and heading in that direction over the next couple years, I know it'll take some time, I think that we're in a pretty good spot.
Great. And what makes you a good candidate?
I think my knowledge already of having served for a term. I think I have a little different perspective because I'm more of a self-propelled boater. I kayak and canoe, whereas other folks are motor oriented, you know, fishermen or both commercial and sport fishermen and that sort of thing. So I just want to bring a little different perspective and a little different thinking sometimes with our conversations.
Great. And then what would you say the most important purpose of the Port Commission is?
I see us as an advisory to the ports and harbors, and Steve as the lead person, as the harbor master. He relies on us, I think, for a diversity of opinions and knowledge, and he listens effectively. And I think he takes that information to heart. And I think he would be operating in isolation without those exterior voices and things to help advise him. We also are extra eyes and boots on the ground, that we're out there. We're in the harbors. We're moving things around. We're seeing people and talking to folks about issues. So we can act as that sort of conduit to bring information to Steve and his crew.
Great. And then why should voters vote for you?
I think for some of the same reasons I've said. I think a little different perspective, different background, and I really enjoy serving.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Port Commission or the election or yourself?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. Colette, have a good day.
You too.